USA Radio News.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
That's President Joe Biden on Tuesday addressing record-high inflation, which will surely be a top concern with voters ahead of the midterm elections.
The economy's gone from being on the mend to on the move.
Meanwhile, an ad from former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley appears to rip Biden's policies and place part of the blame for rising prices on the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan that passed with support mostly from Democrats. Deaths are being undercounted in Ukraine. That's according to the head of the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine. It estimates thousands more have been killed beyond the official death toll of close to 3,400. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to boost security for Supreme Court justices.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around-the-clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Video captured abortion rights protesters disrupting a Catholic mass in Los Angeles on Sunday. According to the video, parish members did not put up with it. Protests like this have popped up at churches across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A newly signed law in Florida requires schools to teach about the evils of communist regimes.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday that requires public high schools to observe Victims of Communism Day. DeSantis saying the bill will help make sure young people learn about the evils of communism, the dictators that have led communist regimes, and the hundreds of millions of individuals who suffered and continue to suffer under the weight of this discredited ideology. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
New information shows the Alabama murder suspect and jailer who evaded authorities for more than a week were heavily armed and prepared for a shootout if captured. Vandenberg County Sheriff Dave Wedding said they were carrying four handguns and an AR-15 rifle along with $29,000 in cash. He said convict Casey White showed no remorse over the death of jail official Vicky White, who was found mortally wounded with a gun in her hand. A coroner will determine if Vicky White shot herself. Testing for COVID-19 has plummeted globally. Scientists say that makes it difficult to track the spread of viral mutations. Experts say testing has dropped by more than 70% worldwide from the first to the second quarter of this year. In the U.S., a shift toward home testing has also obscured efforts to track the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.